On Saturday the 6th of November, an estimated 5,000 anti-racists and anti-fascists marched through central London. The demonstration was called by Unite Against Fascism and supported by the TUC and the Muslim Council of Britain, as well as other trade unions and MPs. Before the demonstration set off, I spoke to some trade unionists to find out their reasons for coming.
The TUC in Chesterfield supported the Unite Against Fascism and Anti-Racism campaign for a long time. In Derbyshire, where we've come from, we've had in Codner the BNP having their rally for the last few years. We've always been sent to mobilise against that. So we're always very supportive of Unite Against Fascism and really support an event like this today. Obviously, I think for us as trade unionists and socialists at the moment, the key thing is to organise against the Tory cuts. We're doing that in Chesterfield. We've got a very good coalition against the cuts. We've been very active. We had a very good protest the other week when Nick Clegg came to town. But I think the danger is always there that racism can be used to divide workers. And we see that in our part of the world, where the BNP and other groups like that are quite active around the Midlands, and therefore it's very important we organise.
Unite is here because we believe that the battle against racism and fascism, and particularly at this moment, Islamophobia is really important. In the last general election, a lot of people said that immigration featured on the doorstep, and people were talking about housing and unemployment. Well, we believe that the answer to housing is building more homes. The answer to unemployment is investment and growth. Immigrants, migrants, people of different faiths are welcome in this country. We need to build a diverse country, united people. And in this particular moment, when we've got the Tea Party in America, we've got the veil being banned in various countries in Europe, really important in Britain. We fight to ensure that we address the economic problems of our society, and that we emphasise in our workplaces that we're together, we're fighting one battle.
As the march passed BBC's Somerset House, demonstrators chanted support for striking BBC workers on a picket line outside the building. I spoke to the strikers to find out about their dispute.
Yeah, I've got members of the NUJ here on the picket line today protesting about changes to their pension scheme. The BBC has put forward proposals that will cap people's pensions and reduce the value of their pensions on retirement.
Right.
And NUJ members feel very strongly that they work very hard for the corporation through their lives for long periods of time, and they deserve a decent pension when they retire.
The demonstration moved on through Trafalgar Square, down the Strand and Whitehall, to finish with a rally at Millbank.
Well, this is what Britain looks like. This is what we want Britain to look like. This is what we like Britain to look like. Black and white, men and women, young and old, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus, people of no faith at all, marching together, making one hand against racism, fascism and Islamophobia. First, I want to congratulate Unite Against Fascism for another great achievement, for another milestone. Their style of work, their energy, and the skill and determination of this great anti-racist movement will defeat the fascists in the 21st century as we defeated them before in the 1970s. 1980s in Britain. First, I want to make a careful distinction that I would like you all to think about. It's a distinction between racism and fascism. Fascists are people who use racism to whip up hatred against minorities as a means of themselves gaining political power. Yeah! With them and against them, there can be no compromise. compromise. We have to smash fascist organisations in Britain. But racism is a wider problem. But the good news, it's a problem that can be resolved. We all know people who have or still harbour racist thoughts and ideas. With them, the task is not to smash them. There are too many of them, and that would be wrong in any case. The task is to win them, to persuade them that those who are trying to divide them from people like them, who just happen to be a different colour or a different faith, are fooling them in order to fill their own pockets and to defend their own interests. So every one of you has to search out amongst your workmates, amongst fellow students, amongst your neighbours, maybe even amongst your own families, and persuade them that black and white must unite to fight the real enemy of exploiters and warmongers who are deliberately dividing our people for their own ends.
I want to tell a little story about a monkey and an organ grinder. I'm going to start with the organ grinder. Her name's Merkel. When Merkel in Germany says that migrants and the multiculturalism is to blame for the destruction of Germany, she is a racist. I'm going to talk about another organ grinder. A man called Sarkozy in France. When he deports the Roma, he is a racist and should be opposed for his racism. When that man tries to ban the veil, he is a racist and should be opposed. And don't think we haven't got our own organ grinders in this country as well. He's called David Cameron and his friend Nick Clegg. They want to use racism to whip up division and hatred. And we have to understand that when we do that, they unleash the monkey. And the monkey is the English Defence League. They're the nastiest scumbags you will ever meet in your life. They're violent thugs and they're Islamophobes. Or anti-Muslim for another, anti-Muslim racist for another term. And let me explain why. In 1936, when the British Union of Fascists marched in East London, its slogan was, Yids, Yids, we've got to get rid of the Yids. Last year, when the EDL marched in Manchester and Leeds and in Harrow, their slogan was, Muslim scum off our streets. The enemy is different, but the message is exactly the same. It's one of racism, fascism and intolerance, and one that has to be opposed by every one of us, every single one of us. And let me say this, I don't buy the lie that people shouldn't be able to wear what they want. If a woman wants to wear a veil, a hijab, she has every right to wear a veil or a hijab. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. I wouldn't impose my dress sense on you, and I don't expect anyone to impose it on me. We respect each other and the right to wear religious insignia or no religious insignia at all. I'm an atheist, but I tell you this, to my dying day, I will defend anyone's right to believe their religious beliefs, anybody's. It's the first principle of a democratic society. And let me say this, there's a debate in the anti-fascist movement right now, and it's one that says, when the English Defence League comes to your town or city, stay at home, close your doors, ignore them, they'll go away. I say that's rubbish. I say that's absolute rubbish. Because if you give an inch to a fascist, they'll come back for more and more. First, it will be the Vale. Then it will be the mosques. Then it will be your trade unions. Then it will be the socialists. Then it will be the LGBT members. Then it will be women. It will be everybody. So we do not give an inch. When they attack one community, we stand together, united. United together. We must never allow these people to divide us on the question of race, gender, sexuality, or our class. United we stand, divided we fall. Never forget that. And let me say this. Let me say this. Next time they come, it's going to be in Preston, and on the 5th of February, it's going to be in Luton. They put out a communique about Luton, saying they're not going to cooperate with the police. They want to run around Luton and terrorise the Muslim community. Well, I'm sorry, good people cannot sit back and allow that to happen. On the 5th of February, everybody has to be in Luton to defend the people of Luton. Everybody has to be there to say to the EDL, you are not going to attack anybody. And if you try, we will fight back and defend ourselves. That's the golden rule. And my last point is this. That where they're going right now, the EDL and the fascists across Europe, is because both racism, but also this economic crisis, where they're trying to divide black people from whites, women from men, and we have to be clear. We have to fight the EDL, we have to fight the BNP, but also we have to fight the cuts. We have to stop the cuts in education, stop the cuts in the public service, stop the cuts in our community. Because let's be honest, if they go through, it will make the racist job harder. I'll tell you what else, this government will try and play the race card. Because these cuts are so savage, it will want to play off each other, one of us off each other. And we mustn't let them do it. And the last point is this, I'm against the EDL. I'm against the cuts. I'm against the BNP. But I'm also a socialist. Because I believe we have to fight for a better world for every single person. So please, keep up the fight. It's just beginning. This demonstration.